Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. KP is back. I know I'm excited too. Kathy is our social media strategist. She's my social media strategist, I might add. Nationally recognized in that field. Co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And she's our buddy. Kathy, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Okay, what are the social media guys up to now? I mean, it's just, you know, every day is a new saga.
Every day is. But, you know, LinkedIn is recognizing the importance of company pages. They're finally
LinkedIn actually does something useful, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, it really is focused around the business-to-business market. And, you know, in the past, their company pages have been kind of lackluster. They didn't really allow you to do a whole lot. So now you're going to be able to do several things. Associate your page with hashtags, post via mobile.
So link right back to a certain page with a hashtag.
Yes.
Go internal in, under your site with a hashtag. For example, if I post an article on LinkedIn and then I want to put it in my newsletter or something like that, whatever it may be, or I want to send it to somebody, and they won't have to go back to and start from the beginning at my LinkedIn feed, they can go right to that article wherever it may be.
Yeah, they can do a search on hashtags similar to you can in other applications. So, and they're going to allow you to share documents like PowerPoints and PDFs and things.
How would that work? You and I could share a PowerPoint presentation over LinkedIn?
The admins can post different things like documents to their pages now where you didn't have that ability before. So it's allowing the page to share content on their page. So a white paper or some sort of PowerPoint presentation, something like that. So, you know, the pages were pretty static in the past.
Right.
Now they're
going
to be
one dimensional. You're saying now they're going to have a little dimension. They're going to have two dimensional at least where they actually are not just flat. They actually can receive a file.
And they're actually working more closely with Hootsuite. They've partnered with Crunchbase for investor key investor type LinkedIn pages. They're really trying to improve. And they also have added the ability for in large corporations to have their employees get more engaged if that's an important part of that business.
So if I wanted to distribute an article, for example, or a PowerPoint deck, small deck or something like that, I could post it on LinkedIn and then tell people to go get it there?
On your LinkedIn page and put a hashtag with it, and then, yes, you could use that hashtag.
And then they could literally download the PowerPoint. Would they download it off LinkedIn, or would they consume it on LinkedIn?
At this point, it's not really saying the full functionality yet, so I'm not positive, but they definitely would be able to consume it there.
At least be able to open it up and look at it there. And then open it up there.
Yeah.
Would it be behind? And I'm sorry. I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I'm kind of getting excited about this. Would it be behind any kind of a firewall? I mean, would you be able to say, okay, only
this
these 10 people can see it?
No, this would probably be your public. It's a public page, public document.
Okay.
So you would only put documents up there that you want the public to have access to.
Okay. Good. All right.
So. Yeah, you wouldn't want it. It's not going to be like,
but still,
oh, yeah, you have
this
private
is, this
area.
This is an upgrade, right?
It is a big upgrade. And, you know, because the pages have, and nobody has utilized pages very well because they really didn't do anything. They were just kind of like a Yellow Page ad to me, is how I always viewed pages right. in the past.
So this is like an email attachment.
It's you know,
in
more than that, I think it's allowing interactive communication with your user base,
mm-hmm.
Where you can start using the page much more effectively rather than just, you know, your
Well, this is smart. This is smart for them because it's going to increase their user engagement, isn't it?
Yes, that's really the whole purpose, is to allow your right. user engagement to be enhanced.
Mm-hmm. Have people. I mean, that's what Facebook does. I mean, they're doing all these things to get you to get people just to hang out all day there. Why do I need to go anywhere else? I can buy all the kind of stuff I want. I can, you know, do everything I need to do here. So that's very smart. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna cover some other bases with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is the website. Quick break. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.